How me feel about Studio One? Well, Studio One is number one. Yeah, son. Skipper Rams. Daddy, please, I beg you put the stereo on. Take out the 45 and play the Studio One. Mama's in the kitchen pan a Sunday. From me fam, believe me, now go run where. Daddy, please, I beg you put the stereo on. Take out the 45 and play the Studio One. Mama's in the kitchen pan a Sunday. From me fam, believe me, now go run where.
Greetings and welcome to Jesse I Interviews. I'm Jesse I, I'm a reggae DJ and radio announcer from NAM, aka Melbourne, Australia. I'm recording this podcast on the unceded lands of the Wurundjeri Woi Wurrung people of the Kulin Nation. This episode features one of my favourite UK artists of the last decade or two, Jacob Lee Williams, aka Pelper, aka Gappy Ranks. He's been to Australia a number of times now, and I feel like I've interviewed him a few times over the years, but this is the only one I seem to have a recording of. It's actually from his first tour back in 2011. It's a live studio interview conducted during my radio show Babylon Burning on PBS FM. Let's get right into it. Jesse I interviews Gappy Ranks back in October 2011. Yes, coming off the voice of Gappy Ranks, tune called Heaven in Your Eyes. And I have to say, that was the first one that I remember getting thrashed on the radio. For me, the first one I heard was Mountaintop, and I'm very, very happy to welcome the singer of both those tunes into the studio, Gappy Ranks.
Man, big up yourself, Jesse. Big up the wall of PBS Radio. Melbourne, Australia, there. Mad.
Tell us about the start, the beginning of those. It was those tunes for Peckings that were the ones that really bust you, right?
Yeah, well, actually, the first time I actually link up with Peckings, everybody, as you know, they're a Studio One production house, but they actually gave me dancehall rhythms because Gappy Ranks is versatile like that. But I was actually in a recording studio with them when they was recording another Studio One artist, and I told them to give me a couple of them rhythms, and it was actually the Heaven in Our Eyes and Mountaintop rhythms they gave me, and I voiced the two of them the same day, like one after each other. Actually, the Mountaintop came first, and as soon as I finished the Mountaintop, I did the Heaven in Our Eyes, and you know, that was the start of the whole project. Later on, the Pumpkin Belly and the Put the Stereo One came. But you don't know, the whole concept, Put the Stereo One, was the right thing, you know, to do. So, hence the first album.
Let me go back a little bit further, and the beginnings for you as an artist. Like, how did you come to pick up the microphone and to get to this place?
My father's from Jamaica, my mother's from Dominica. I grew up and born in London, UK, and a place named Harlesden, NW10, Harlesden, and y'all can Google it. But you know, yes, it's reggae music was a very important part, not only in the household but in the community, you know. So it was almost inherited for Gappy Ranks, you know. And coming from London, which is such a multicultural city, you know, I just incorporated other genres into it. And, you know, reggae music bring forth most of the genres that we like to hear, the dancehall, the hip-hop, the pop, and all these things in the club. So doing reggae music, just bringing it to the forefront and other music is a good feeling.
What about Peckings? How did you come to be in the studio when this was happening?
Well, for Peckings, actually, they linked me to another artist named Sweetie Irene, who is an UK artist doing great things from a long time ago. They actually come from West London. I'm from North West London, so, you know, we don't live too far from each other. And, you know, it was just a natural occurrence. I did hear of Peckings before, and coming into the studio with them and making the album was a great thing. So, yeah, just turn up loud.
What about as an artist? Like, how did you come to start to be singing in the first place? Like, was it sound systems and stuff before the studio?
As I came into the business, when I started to explore in the communities, the sound systems were just coming out. So it was all about radio DJs. And in London, you got a lot of pirate stations. People don't know what pirate stations are. Just stations that some people just hook up an antenna and get a frequency and start playing music. And it's flooded all over London. So this is like the building blocks of Gappy Ranks, you know.
Right.
The radio stations, the pirate radio stations, playing my songs in the community. Me going into the local fun days or talent shows or whatsoever and just performing.
Well, of course, we've been playing a lot of your roots tunes here on the radio. We mainly on this radio program, we mainly play roots reggae music. We touch a little bit of dancehall as well.
Yeah.
But of course, you're just as known for dancehall as roots. I mean, the dancehall tunes like Stinkin' Rich, yeah. And more recently, you've been even working with guys like Russian in Jamaica.
Yeah, mad. Well, that's the thing about it. And reggae music, especially from the Studio One era, you know, bring forth all those genres that we like to listen to in the nightclubs. Mm. We like to listen to on our iPods, in our cars, and things like that. So reggae music bring all these genres. That's why Gappy Ranks exploring in all these genres and feel comfortable in doing all these genres. So, you know, music is for the people, by the people, you know?
Yeah. Mm. Well, here in Australia, most of the time when we hear about UK reggae music, apart from the old bands like Steel Pulse and Aswad, mm-hmm. most people, when they think of UK reggae, they think of the sound systems and guys like Shaka and the Roots, yeah. sound systems. But dancehall culture is just as big in England as
very
the Roots.
Very big, very, very big. You know, every night you can go somewhere in London and there's a dancehall night going on. Mm-hmm. You know, I myself have a weekly event, Gappy Sundays. So anytime you're in London, yeah, I'll come over to Gappy Sundays. You understand? But the thing just turned up loud. Yeah? And as I said before, multicultural. So people from all around the world want to hear music, and reggae music and dancehall is one of these things, because it's the only music that speaks on world issues. Mm. So you're going to find the world gravitating to it. And, you know, that's what's bringing Gappy Ranks all the way to Australia.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the worldwide thing, I mean, I can't remember the last time a UK artist really busts in this way globally, mm-hmm. Even to the extent of going to Jamaica and voicing with the contemporary producers, mm-hmm. there. Not only Russian, but also, I know Dally Ranks, you did some work with.
Yeah, and many other producers, you know, Pusha, Notice Production, many, many other producers within Jamaica, not only in Jamaica, you know, it's thriving in Europe, you know, my stink, the tune that I have named Stinkin' Rich, that was produced by Marco Marco from Italy. Mm. I don't know, Special Delivery from France.
Of course.
You know, and just crazy producers all around the world. I myself have my own record label, Hot Coffee Music.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm producing myself as well. So it's a great feeling.
One thing I wanted to ask you about, there's been a controversy. Well, in Australia, people have real mixed feelings about auto-tune. It seems like it polarizes people. Some people love it, some people hate it. Me personally, I don't even notice anymore half the time, you know.
Yes.
It's just sort of, I'm so used to it. But Gappy Ranks is an artist that always has never been too far away from the auto-tune. So obviously, you like it.
Just for the record, I don't use auto-tune, you know. I use a thingy and pitch control.
Okay.
But and that's just on the Logic program. Anybody know the Logic program? But that just shows you, say, I'm merging two generations. I'm merging two times. And two errors. So, you know, just people need to take that risk and communicate to them. But not all the songs them full of them thing this. So,
true.
You know, the people are gonna find a whole heap of different things about Gappy Ranks. But that's the great thing, you know, I'm a creator. You know, I like to search and build on things. And, you know, when the people them, like tonight is gonna be crazy in the Epsi. The people them can come out tonight. It's a free entry. Mm-hmm. Come and see Gappy Ranks perform, interactive, all different types of emotions and intensity. You know, so you'll see the reflection on that.
Yeah, we'll see all stars from the roots reggae, the Studio One rhythms, right through to the dancehall.
Mad.
And I assume it's Pierre from Special Delivery, yeah. that's going to select for you tonight.
Yeah.
Pierre, welcome to the studio. Yes, nice to have you on the program. Yes.
Nice to meet you in you know, because it's been a while, like we say, you know.
Yeah, for real. Well, just earlier in the program, I played Long Time. Every year we do a countdown of the biggest roots tunes of the year. Last year we had number one, Long Time. I understand this is your production, Pierre.
Yeah, basically the Long Time rhythm is my Special Delivery. So it's my label that I own with my friend JP. So we both from France, from Paris, and we have a team of producers, which is one is my older brother, Bust, from the Bust and Beam duet, and the other crew is TNT, which is my cousin and another friend, Thomas, and that's them who build the rhythm Long Time.
Same.
And so basically we have like and JP was building rhythm as well, so it's like a family business. And it's been going on for 10 years now.
Right.
So we're celebrating this year the 10th anniversary.
Oh, congratulations. We've played many, many Special Delivery rhythms here on the program over the years. So enough respect to the both of you.
Yeah, man. Wow. Thanks for the support, man.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's a big show tonight. It's at the ESPY, and like Gappy was saying, it's free entry. People just can't believe this, and I keep having to say, no, it's for real.
Then better believe it, you know. Just come out. It's going to be free, you know. Come out, enjoy yourself. Listen to some reggae music. You know, even if people who never listened to reggae music before in their life, tonight is a free event. It's an introduction to reggae music, introduction to Gappy Ranks, first time here in Melbourne, in Australia, 10,562 miles away, to be precisely. You know, go check the Google. But just run out. Come on. It's going to be mad.
Yeah,
and they got Ras as well. They don't know. They are.
Ras Crucial in the place. Yes. Straight. Ras Crucial and I will be playing there tonight.
Mad.
Some tunes in support early on. We also have Mr. Savona Sound System.
Mad.
And Miss Butt's going to play tunes afterwards. So it's a big night happening tonight at the ESPY. And yeah, you know where it is, in St Kilda. Free entry, like we say. And I had a couple reports already today from people that were at the show in Sydney last night, and they said you've done the place. So
mad, you know. Just big up all the people in Sydney, and it was at the Good God Club, you know. And you know, big up Sam, you see me, yeah man, promotion I go on hard. And yeah, it was a nice interaction with the people last night, and a great start to the tour.
All right, wicked. Well, give thanks for joining us here in PBS.
Respect yourself, Jess.
I'm gonna get into that tune. Stinkin' Rich was the first dancehall tune that I remember from Gappy Ranks. We just have to cue this one up, and here we go. Thanks for coming in. Blessed love.
Blessed.
Yes.
Me a fi stinking rich this year. Paper money a couple kind me no care. I fi make the money anytime, anywhere. Me no take check, but me make check clear. Raffy rich, stinking rich, that me must run. Big house a bill he na the hot sun. Swagger tight and me clothes them a custom. Nobody tell me say me can't, cause me must run. Rich, stinking rich, that me must run.
Gappy Ranks speaking to me there live on PBS back in October 2011. That's it for this one. Before I wrap it up though, I just want to mark the passing of Peter Morgan, the lead singer of Morgan Heritage, who passed away at the age of 46 on February 25th. I rate him as one of the best singers in reggae history, and is certainly one of my personal favourites. I interviewed him when I was in Jamaica in 2009, and I was hoping to feature that interview here on the podcast, but sadly I can't find the recording of it anywhere. I have no idea what happened to it, but it just isn't with all the other recordings from that trip, and I noticed a few others are missing too. It's a real shame, but it kind of makes me glad I am doing this podcast project to ensure that more of these interviews don't just get lost to the ether. On that note, if you want to help keep this podcast going, you can become a patron of the show on Patreon at patreon.com/Jesse_I_interviews. It costs as little as a few bucks a month, and it helps me to cover the costs of making this thing, as well as helping me to stay motivated to keep putting them out regularly. Big up to the Dons, Armageddon Time and Rasta Tony, the Real General Empress Ivory, me Idrin Tom Tanaki, and me Chargy DJ Pablito. Thanks for listening. Eyes is every time.
Chant down. Boris, jump on your end up in a Boris. Chant down, son, you know. Anyway, sit ya. Chant down, chant down. Beg your billa box. Jump and violate, but you catch him in a D-chops. From the last one to the boss, I feel I don't need a dot. Them test chant down, them end up in a boat box. Chant down, sound. Beg your billa box. I can't take it no boy, me nah go cool and relax. And pan a sound while we rising up tax. If you want a them figure, we not the board box. Chant down, them son, why can't get a dub, can't be in a dub fees. Hey, chant down, son, you know you're working like the factories. Chant down, them dip on the road with the gun, them load like robberies. How we make them son, why pack up and run just like an athlete? Can't offer them the one, chant down, feel make it. We are the realest son, we never fake it. And if we in a sun clash, you know we take it. We run the road and every road we pave it. I say chant down sound, beg your billa box. Jump and violate, but you catch me at the chops. From the last sound to the bass, I feel I don't need a dot. This chant down, you end up in a boat box. Chant down sound, beg your billa box. Can't take it no more, me now go cool and relax. And pan a jump and we rising up dance. Hey, chant down. Oh, na na na, oh boy.
chant down. Boom the computer, them with them using a Wall Street. Cause them never hate the poor people, them with a fist deep on the concrete. You never hear more chant down sound, the champion sound, we run street. And in the sound, white is we mash up that blood cleat. Them said things change, see the better, no gaza. Jump and don't want chant down ground. Hey son, why you tell me why you bend down law? Why you come and dance all flap station? Them thing they are going in a life don't feel say a movie. Chant don't stop with the mountain, chant don't stop with the Uzi. And if a son by violate, we ain't gonna use it. Last son, we test that get battered and bruising. Hey Jesse, aye aye aye.